Type Radio. Now we are talking.
Hello, this is Type Radio. My name is Kritzler. Now we are talking.
The Localizer is sort of like a techno house movement book.
Yes.
Are you really into that music?
And the early days, yeah, for sure. In the early days, as I still lived in Jena, we did the first acid parties. There was no house, there was no techno before it was acid. Also my parents gave me to dancing school since I was six, and I was getting dance exercises for two times a week during 10 years.
But not acid techno.
But I was really addicted by dancing. You know?
What and sort this, of this dance?
Classical dance.
Yeah.
This kind of music was made for dance, you know, and it was the first time that it was I could really dance on it. It was really not in my years that I heard Cure and other stuff. It was not made for dance. Yeah. So as this music came out, it was really and it was part of the movement. So later I met some guys that found a label and which was really small. But we come together at this point that they give me a big freedom of doing my own stuff for them, for the cover
designs.
This
is a record label.
It's a record label. It's called Formal Debut.
Mm-hmm.
And for this label, actually, there was another designer before, and they had this font called Serpentine. And I had to use it. Because this was their record company identity, but I didn't like it, so I start to do a remix of it and make from the bold version also a light version, and the light version was more looking different from the original Serpentine. Nobody actually could see it. And this I give also to Funshop, and they would also have it, and this is really still very successful. It's actually it's called Trademarker. It's made for instead logos, as you said. It's you can really type it and it look like a logo. And it came in this way that I made a remix of a traditional or still existing font, and but turn it in a modern way and then more state of the art way, and yeah, like this.
Yeah, this is the other front what I did with Henning Krause. But in this time I quit my office and I was within a no man's land, didn't know what to do. It was before founding Pfadfinderei and I need every money that I could earn. So, and I was sitting in a studio and you do a lot of transformations of regular fonts to East European things and things like these, or special customized fonts for special clients. And yeah, the idea for make the Magda from Conor Windlin in a clean version. And I'm this idea to make it as one stroke, to start with a line that you can blow up for three whites and then to convert it in outlines. And
the people font. How thank you.
The people font. The people font is a friend of mine. She is doing performances in clubs and on private parties and on stages between bands. She's like a what is this snake?
Mm-hmm.
She can really. You know, she can go backwards and
really
look
flexible
behind her legs. It's really she's really organic
snake woman.
Yeah, snake woman, and
that's nice.
She made photos of her alphabet with her body, and gave it to me. I had to bring it in vectors and outlines, and made this alphabet.
So she started. She
started,
wanted
she,
it.
She wanted it. Yeah, she wanted it. We know each other since
a long time, and then one day she came, ah, you're doing fonts, I have this idea, doing with my buddy fonts with this photographer. I also had these photographs for the exhibition, but I also would have this font and write things with it, and so I did it for her, but she allowed me to use it for myself.
Is there something you really dislike then of font?
My fonts?
Not your fonts, but designing in the process. Is there something you dislike doing when you're designing them?
That I like or dislike?
Dislike.
Dislike. The part after creativity. When you find a grid, then it's starting getting boring, and then it's really hard to follow and really hard to believe in this and to do the spacing and do corrections, and which I really hate is that when I have complete the alphabet, especially I have an idea of this here. This is also not out any moment. I will bring it out at Die Gestalten. This font is from it's an inspiration of the Ricola Schweizer Kräuterzucker Bonbon.
Yeah.
And I seen the Ricola logo, and it's an italic. But all italics, when you have a circle, then it goes like an egg. It's not a circle anymore. Mm-hmm. But the Ricola, all the circles, Ricola, the C, yeah, the O, yeah, and the A, was also round. And I was, this is cool to have the still the circles, but an italic. But I had really problems with the E. I couldn't make a punce, the hole.
Oh, the hole. Yeah.
And this problem still exists, and this I really hate, when you find a grid for all except one, and the one is not working. And
there's the real challenge. You find a solution for that one thing.
Yeah, you don't find the solution, and this is really, this I really hate, you know? With the light version, it's no problem, but with the...
And its name is?
The new name is Nicola. Nicola. And Nicola Kräuter and Nicola Zucker. It's a bit related. I thought sometimes I should go to Ricola to ask them if they have their own fonts or doing stuff with it. But I'm not sure. Maybe I will sell it. That could use other people could use it. So when Ricola use it, just Ricola use it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like this. Not some big experience for selling exclusive fonts.